you know, I've spent a long time focused on impact, and I believe impact is a prerequisite to freedom. And it's been interesting that what's been on my awareness recently has been freedom. How can I live with absolute physiological freedom? How can I express and embody freedom in my business and my life? And how can that freedom allow me to have the space and time and energy to be in these higher consciousness states and even further emulate love? And it's a question that I'm working through, working on, and allowing to drive me.
I believe that love is all around us. Love is everything and everywhere. I am love. You are love. We are all love. In our divinity, in our soul, in the truest and simplest form of our being, we are pure, unconditional love. Love is the answer to everything. Every week in this podcast, we're talking to incredible and beautiful people who will be sharing their insights and perspectives to help you find more peace, to help you come from a place of love more often, to help encourage you to be kinder to yourself and others, to help you create more happiness in your life, to help you feel more oneness with others, and to help you connect to your higher self. My name is Justin Court. Together, we will help shift the collective consciousness of the planet to be more loving, kind, peaceful, happy, empathetic, understanding, and accepting. This can only be achieved together. It starts with each and every one of us. We are one, and it's time we start acting that way. I am so, so grateful that you're here. I love you, I support you, and I'm here for you. Let's together create more love in this world. Let's do this. Today's guest is a beautifully heart-centered male who I met in the jungles of Mexico while at a retreat. Within the first 5 minutes of our first conversation, he helped me see something I've been struggling with my entire life in a new way that helped me begin to heal. Matt Hirsch is a coach and entrepreneur. His company, Impact Accelerator, will help you create a freedom-focused and highly profitable business, become an industry leader, and impact thousands of lives. You will discover and embody your superpower. Integrate your life's work into one signature program. Attract higher level, higher ticket clients without selling out, selling yourself short, or sacrificing your health and happiness. We talk about the true importance of tapping into your passion and what you're meant to do in this life. Matt will help you discover that and create a thriving business around it. All right, buddy. Honestly, it is so good to see you. I'm so grateful that you're here and we get to do this, man. Thanks for being here.
Of course, man. Thanks for having me. It's been a minute.
It has. I'm so grateful that we got to meet each other during that retreat. And I've seen through social media, you've had some kind of, it seems like revelations since then. So I definitely want to chat with you about that. But before we even do, what was like one of the, I guess, biggest things, one of the most impactful things that you took away just from the retreat?
The retreat, I took away a confirmation of the work I'm doing as the right work, as well a reminder that just like nothing beats getting amazing people together in an amazing location and having a lot of fun and doing personal growth work in between the fun. Like that's just the best thing that life has to offer. And so that's what I was reminded of.
Yeah. it's so true. As you're saying that, I'm like, that just reaffirms that in me right now. I'm like, yes, honestly, when you can get together with a group like that and just have fun in between, but learn and grow, it is awesome. You know, one of the main things that I feel like I took away from the retreat too, that I knew before, but I needed to be reminded, I forgot, is that I don't need to wait for this shift of consciousness. I don't need to wait for everyone to shift over to be more loving and more kind and forgiving and open and vulnerable and beautiful and one. It already exists. It already exists in like these little pockets and these little communities and these different relationships. And that I really reminded me and took from the retreat is like, I don't need to be waiting for anything. It already exists, but where am I focusing on and what am I helping create?
Yeah. I mean, we get to be the way showers of providing the perspective of how it already exists and opening up other people to realize that. And so I don't think we can wait. I think we're needed more than ever. And everybody who has that understanding and the tools and the ability to show others the way, now's the time.
Mm. It really is. It's just like, I love it too. Just leading by example. You know what I mean? It's being in the every single day and doing the things that we talk about. Cause I'm just a huge fan of like, I talk about this on the podcast. I'm like, I don't really care about your beliefs or what you are saying even. Like, who are you? How are you showing up every single day? And that is the way to lead, is through your own actual experience and your own actual doing. Like, who cares about what somebody says if they're doing something completely different? And like, literally, Matt, meeting people like you, it just like, that's why it's so beautiful, those types of experiences, because it just reinvigorates in me. I meet people like you and everyone else that was there. And it's like, we are moving in this direction. We are on this path. And there's other like-hearted and like-minded people here. It's not so lonely. There's other people here too, who are very much a part of this with us right now.
Yeah, I firmly believe that as well. I believe that what's loud and in the media is the loud minority, is the old way of being. You know, interesting analogy here or metaphor is, you know, when a snake is about to die is when it hisses the loudest. When a snake's about to die, it hisses the loudest. And so I think what we see on the media is this dying paradigm that's just grasping at this, the last bit of control, this grasping at greed, grasping at trying to stay in control when really it's they're losing control, because the larger majority is waking up, is realizing that it's not about control, realizing that it's not about outsourcing our individuality to this mass narrative, but rather it's about, yeah, really getting in touch with who you are and sharing, you know, your uniqueness and your love. And I believe that that community, the people who believe in that, is the larger majority, but just the majority who's gaining the microphone and finding the microphone and articulating in their own pockets. And so, yeah, it's a beautiful thing to be in a place and see those pockets converge and realize that, oh, this is real. This is the reality. It's not what they're telling us. This is the reality.
Yes. Yes. And honestly, that was a great reminder right now too, just to realize, because it seems like in moments, because based off what you're just saying, the snake gets louder, it hisses louder before it dies. It seems like in moments, things are almost worse than they ever were before. But like you just said, that's important. That's important for the awakening. It has to get really bad. And that's just showing, I feel like, that these corporations, that these people, like you said, are scraping and clawing and getting desperate. So even though it seems like it may be getting worse, this is actually what we need. And this actually is showing that we're moving in that right direction. Mm-hmm. Mm. I like that analogy a lot, because that really clicked instantly for me. And I'm like, that's exactly what's happening, right? And when the snake hisses even louder, you may think that's the worst part, but actually you're about to go into healing, you're about to go into safety. And I really feel like this is just really that. Thank you for that, man. This is like very, very needed right now. We need it to get crazy. We need these other forces to show their true colors. And because we're starting this shift and because they're getting desperate, it's making it that much more obvious. And that's a part of the awakening as well.
Yep. Yep. And, you know, a lot of people have this doomsday perspective of, oh man, the Apple Vision goggles are coming out and everyone's just going to be strapped to their technology walking around, and we're going to be cut off from each other. And once again, I feel that there might be a pendulum swing too far in that direction, but it always swings backward. If you look at history, there's always these pendulum swings. And so I'm just not worried. I believe that although, like, you know, if you follow, like, I follow like the White House Instagram handle, and it's honestly, it's just become like a parody. You'd be surprised. You'd look at it, it's like a parody account. Like I cannot believe this is how the government's representing itself. But it's so ridiculous that I believe that people are just starting to not buy it, and people are starting to not believe it, and people are starting to look for alternative ways. And that's really the grassroots movement that's happening. And the more that, and there's going to be an inflection point where we do realize that we're too connected to technology, and the thing we're going to crave is more time in nature, and the data will come to light of what's happening. It just takes time, right? Like, look at cigarettes. Like, back, you know, in our parents' generation, nobody knew cigarettes were bad, but some people did, and they, you know, they were ahead of the curve, and they shared about it. And then 20 years later, everyone knows. And so I think the same thing is going to happen with all of the recent events of the past few years, and this move towards technology and AI, and what people are thinking is doomsday, which I think is just a pendulum swing.
Mm. How do you, I feel like a lot in spirituality, it gets talked about the people who are quote unquote not awake yet. You know, the people who are still consuming news channel media every single day, who are still buying into our division, who still are buying into our separation. How do you feel about those people out there now who are still living in that way? Is there empathy for them? Is there anger or frustration for them? Like, I think this is an important thing. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, past Matt would have been judgy and try to change them. Present Matt knows it's not up to me to change them, and I have a hell of a lot of compassion.
In moments when I ever feel, just in a moment of frustration where I'm like, oh, we could be living as one, but we're not because of this, I take a breath, I take a step back. And what helps me, Matt, honestly, is when I remember myself at that time. I remember myself when I was in my, you know, late teens and 20s and whatever, where I was that way. I consumed the media. I thought that was the truth. I thought that the government and things truly had our best interest. And you realize that they don't, and that's okay. They make money. It's greed. It's okay. Like, it's understanding that that's just kind of how the human condition is. And a lot of the times we will latch onto that greed, and that will take over instead of humanity, instead of morality and things like that. But so I look back at myself back then, and it was like, I didn't want someone to get mad at me or get frustrated or pissed off at me when I was like that. What would have been great was for somebody to be empathetic and someone to be understanding and someone to be opening, right? Because that is how I started to shift in this direction, by people treating me that way and being like that to me when I truly needed it most, without even knowing that I actually needed it. So I like that. That's a beautiful response that you gave, because I feel like sometimes, especially again in the community of spirituality, there can be, and not everybody, that's not generalizing, but some people can express frustration or anger towards the other side, and you're just perpetuating that division even more and more.
100%. Yep. Yeah. And you know what I've learned from trial is that you can't change people that don't want to change. And funnily enough, the way to change them is to detach from the need to change them. Because the moment you stop caring about changing them, they sense this detachment and they get curious and interested. And that's actually when the door opens for change. And you know, even if you look at, like, you know, the master healers and gurus and best coaches in the world, you know, they'll be working with a client or working with a human who might be going through some of the toughest stuff. And they'll never falter in their own disposition. They'll always remain with holding loving presence, but never attached to an outcome. Never worried if this person is going to heal or get the answer or not. They remain completely detached and holding that space, because they know that it's that is what's going to provide the guardrails and the safety for transformation and transmutation to take place. And so that's how I really get to, you know, I get to go about the world as well, is looking at the people around me, recognizing they're at where they're at. They're doing the best they can. And the way that I can make the greatest impact, greatest change, is to truly embody that which I believe in. And as a byproduct, that will create the greatest impact on the planet.
Yes, I feel like that's it. It's like, when are we going to realize that trying to control people doesn't work? Like, trying to push somebody in a way because we think we know better for them, it doesn't work ever. And I get the pull there because you're like, I have the answer. I have the healing. I have what you're looking for. You might not even know it, but I have it here. But it's like, how do we know what we have for people? How do we know what's better for somebody? You know what I mean?
The truth is that you don't.
Right.
Because you're not, that's not how you meet someone where they're at. And that's not how you take them to the next step. And so I get it. I was that person. But even if you think you have the answer, even if you tell that person the answer and they don't receive it, bro, you didn't have the answer. That wasn't the right answer. You're wrong. Let go of your ego. You're not as good as you think.
Oh, that was it. You actually didn't have the answer.
Yeah.
Wow. True. You know, and it does from my own experience, it comes from a good place, right? It comes from wanting to be there for people and help people and support them and like help them heal and help them get to a better place. And I feel like that sometimes can be the driving factor where I feel like conversations like this and this realization and understanding paints it in the other picture and actually lets you understand that if this is the thing that you really want to achieve in helping this person and bringing more peace into their life, it's not by forcing them and pushing them in that direction. Yeah.
Exactly.
Dude, I want to talk to you about this revelation, this profoundness that happened after the retreat. I saw you posted about something that you got COVID after the retreat. You had perfectionist Matt, but perfectionist Matt went away. What was that experience like?
Yeah. Let me tune back in to the moment. So yeah, coming off the back of the retreat, I was feeling super clear and in flow, and then went to meet my partner, my business partner in Puerto Rico to film a new course, and got smacked in the face with COVID. And like me being the healthy person I consider myself, it was just like, didn't expect it. And there was a lot of anger and frustration with this. And a lot of fear too. My brain kind of shut off. I just couldn't think well. And yeah, I was shutting down, and old patterns and fears were coming up, and I tried to push through it and film the course, but it just wasn't working. And eventually got to this place of like, I was just forced to surrender, forced to like, be like, all right, this is where I'm at. This is how I'm feeling. And you know what? Even if we don't do any work this week, then business is going to run. We're going to be okay. And kind of the moment I surrendered to that is when I started to have some clarity come through. I was like, you know what? Like, let's just give this a go. And I'll try writing and filming this course. And what I was able to connect with during the filming was it really felt like a new way of thinking, because I wasn't thinking. I was actually like, my brain wasn't working. So it's more like I was like directly plugged into source, God, whatever you want to call it. And the words were just flowing through me. And it was one of the best things I've ever created. And what I realized was that I still had an attachment to how I thought I was supposed to be, to how I thought I needed to show up, to how I thought I need to feel to show up, how I need to look to show up. And while I've had many years of deprogramming that stuff, it was still there. But it was in this moment that I couldn't have felt worse. I didn't look great. I had like I had a cold sore on my lip. Like, but you know what? I spit fire, because it was fire that was just flowing straight through my system with no filter from the brain. And that was the moment I realized, oh, okay, that is what actually sharing without a filter looks like. That's what being completely expressed feels like. That's what not worrying about how you look or how you feel to show up, that's what you can produce. So it kind of just, it eliminated any beliefs that I needed, that I thought I had, that in ways that I thought I had to show up. And so it was a really big realization, which honestly led to a lot more things down in the, over the past few months, which we get into, but that was the core catalyst and realization from that trip.
So awesome. It's like these moments that we feel like may suck, right? Like literally you're like, this is not how I want to be right now. I want to show up healthy. I want to show up looking better. I want to show up in this way so that I can perform at this level. And you said that so beautifully. It's like, I have to feel this certain way in order to show up in this way, and being attached to that belief of like, this is, I'm healthy. I have to be healthy to give my best. Mm-hmm. I love that this experience took away your mind. It took away your thoughts. It took away the subconscious part of you, where it seems like literally in the moment, right? You were just super, super present, not using your mind consciously or subconsciously. And you just allowed you to be in that moment and what to come to flow.
100%. 100%. It really was like from the heart and the soul.
It's just, I love that because it shows us that if we can get out of our way, if we can just shut our mind up for just a little bit at times and just tap in to more of the truth of the universe, of how we feel, our potential, just tapping into that infinite potential instead of using our mind to try to figure it out, which really just constricts us and limits us.
Yep. Yeah, and inherently the mind is biased to the past and the future. It wants to recognize pattern of the past and it wants to try to predict the future. And so inherently the mind pulls away from present moment, and present moment is the space where truth is revealed. Mm-hmm. And so it was in that moment where I didn't have a mind, literally felt like I didn't have a mind, that I was able to connect directly to a truth and allow that truth to flow. Now ask me what I said after I said the words. I don't remember. Like, I don't remember any of it. I had to watch the videos again to remember what I said, but in that moment, it could not have been more of a flow state, present moment, directly connected to the heart, connected to the earth, connected to God, source, universe, and allowing energy to flow.
How awesome. It's like this thing you didn't really want to happen took you to this incredible place that you could have never gotten to unless this thing had happened.
Yep.
And that stuff is just so, so important, because myself included, we get caught up in this stuff that we don't want to happen. You know what I mean? And having this clarity and perspective that it's those things that can truly lead us, and maybe the only way to actually lead us through this adversity, through this hardship, through the stuff that we don't want, that is actually the pathway to get us to these other states of being, to these other states of just how we show up that we just could never get to without that crappy thing happening that we didn't want.
Yeah. And Justin, it was, you know, and coming off that experience, I came back to get back to work. And I still had a lot of brain fog. A lot of my capacity was reduced. And so I just had less hours in the day to work. And what I realized was that if I were to keep this business going, I need to be really focused on only what's moving the needle. And because I literally only had a few hours of capacity, I had to focus on what would actually be effective. And I realized that I was doing a lot that was ineffective. And so this has been a paradigm shift over the past few months of really, really dialing in on what are the time leveraged activities that will move the needle towards the vision, as opposed to all the things that I think I should be doing. And that's been a game changer. It's really reshifted our focus of our entire business and my entire vision of where I'm driving this business in my life.
I love you, man. Good for you for really seeing that and allowing yourself to create something more impactful and more powerful from that.
Thank you.
Yeah, for real. Like, I think it's important too in these moments, and I'm sure you've done this, but I just want to do this for you right now, is just to give yourself some love for doing that. That could have been something that could have broke you down, could have tore down the, who knows? It could have went in a million different ways, but it seems like it went in the most beautiful way, that now you're able to show up as a better version of yourself and you were able to create a better business model to help the people that you're helping.
Exactly. Exactly. It was an invitation from the universe to realign. You know, I believe that, you know, you're always given what you need. And in that moment, like what came through was the universe saying, all right, Matt, if you're not going to slow down, I'm going to make you. And it made me. And then it made me look at how I built a pretty great business over the past 4 years. But there were pieces that were not in alignment. You know, I had been, what I do so well is help other people to understand who they are, understand their own energy and their own gifts, and then build a business directly correlated, built from their superpowers towards authenticity in their marketing. And what I realized was I'm great at doing that for others, but if I really looked at how my business formed, it was borrowing what my mentors taught me. It was borrowing the models that I saw worked. And so it was in this moment, I realized, oh my God, what I need to do now, if I want this business to continue to run without friction, with optimal energy flow, without needing me to put in so much energy, I need to realign it towards what is actually authentic to me and how I work and how I want my life to live and the impact I want to create.
Dude.
So it was a massive realignment that's really going to change everything forever.
It's just so important to realize that we create our reality. We shift it based on our thoughts and how we're looking at a situation. Because again, this could have tore Matt down. It just, you could have went in another way and you went in this way. And it was just a choice. Like, it's so important to fully grasp this. Everybody listening, to really understand that you are the king or queen, whoever you are, of your life and your destiny. You are the creator of it, nobody else. Right? The same situation that happened to Matt could happen to somebody else based on their perspective and their views. They could have went in a dark, way deeper other place that didn't help them, that crushed their business. They weren't able to show up better for their clients. Understand, it's not the situation that creates the outcome. It is you. It is us. Right? That could happen to somebody. They can be like, well, what could I have done? It took me this way. I had no control over that. And it just cannot be further from the truth. And just so much love and kudos again for man, for you taking it in that direction. It's beautiful.
Can I share my framework on how I look at these things?
Of course.
So I think I'm going to start with the least empowering to the most empowering. Life is happening to me. That's least empowering. Next empowering, Tony Robbins style, life is happening for me. Next higher level empowering is life is happening either through me, by me, life is happening through me. That's good. We're starting to get there. But here's what I really like. I chose this. I chose this. I chose every single facet of my life. I chose it. COVID, I got COVID. I chose this. I chose this. Okay. Because I chose this, how is this a gift? What actions led me to choose this? And how can I choose where we go from here? And so it's just this, I don't know of a greater level of ownership that could be taken for every single facet of your life. And even the hardest things, if you can rationalize how you chose it and how you get to use that decision, how you incarnated in this body and that was your decision, and how all these seemingly negative things, how you chose them because you get to use them to help other people. Oh man, life changes from that moment.
It's so powerful. The other side of that is playing the victim. It just is. We've all done it. I've done it for sure. But it's that clarity and realization that you're playing the victim on the other side. When you can say, I love that, dude. When you can say, I chose this, I created this. As you were saying that, I felt so powerful. I felt my vibration rise. I felt like, yes, like I am the true creator of my reality and my destiny. And that comes from ownership. It comes from saying, yes, this is me. And it's like taking the bad shit too. It's like just taking that, there's nothing wrong unless you believe it to take ownership for the bad things that happened in your life or the things that aren't going well, right? That's your choice to choose how you want to look at that. And a lot of people are like, well, no, I didn't choose that. So I don't want that. I don't want that on me. You're just playing the victim. You're just pushing it away.
And even right? if we can't logic it, if there's something completely terrible that happens and we can't logic why it happened, but we still get to say, you know what? Somehow I chose this. I don't understand how or why or what because of how horrific this was. But you know what? There's something in this that my soul chose this for me in this incarnation, in this life, for me to be able to level up my consciousness and serve the world. And it just gives that opening. It gives that opening for everything to have a purpose and everything to have a meaning and everything to be transmuted into a higher vibration.
It's like you give yourself the ability to transmute it into a higher vibration.
Yes. And if not now, that's okay. Maybe sometime in the future, you'll realize why you chose it. Yes. But giving yourself that knowing that you chose it allows you to understand that narrative.
I'm so grateful for this podcast because I cannot tell you time and time and time again. I've had just beautiful people on here who are doing such great things in the world, making such a positive impact. And so many of them, the moment of their life that they're most grateful for now, the moment of their life that took them to this place, that allowed them to become who they are, was a very traumatic, very difficult moment. Mm-hmm. And they chose to accept it, to see it, and they chose themselves to use that as a gift to transmute themselves into who they are today. And it's just good to hear that. I think for anyone out there right now who's having a tough time or down or low, it's like not discrediting that at all. Like I don't want anyone to ever like feel that way. When we're grateful for the hardship, you can be grateful for it and still feel the pain and the trauma from it. It can be both. So anyone out there, I don't want you to think that's like we're belittling your pain or trauma that you're in right now at all. But just understand if you choose to, you can use this as a tool and an advocate to bring you to a beautiful place that you've never been before and that you could have never gotten to without this thing happening. But it's up to you to choose that.
And the first step is being in it. The first step is being in it and not trying to change it.
Yes.
It's embracing exactly where you're at and what you're feeling, embracing it as real, giving yourself the space to fully feel it, not using the mind to try to change it or create a content or narrative around it, but fully feel it. And then that's where we get to allow for the change to take place, the choice to take place. The first choice is to fully feel it, to fully be where you're at without judgment. And that's then once that opens up the door to taking, that is full ownership. That's where full ownership starts. So it's the opposite of belittling, being in a bad place. It's actually like, congratulations. You're in the place where the magic happens.
Yo, if we can really remember that in those times, how insanely powerful that is. And it is so important to be in it and acknowledge it, because if this trauma or bad time, quote unquote bad time, is the catalyst to take you to this next step in evolution and growth in your life, but you deny it, then it can't take you there. You have to be in it and you have to feel it in order to truly feel the gifts from it and be able to move in that other direction. Dude. Let's talk about Impact Accelerator. We're talking about, you know, the beautiful work you're doing in the world. How I love that, man, that it's like you had this great experience, but all you cared about was like, okay, how is this going to help me serve others? How is this going to help me be a better version of myself though for others? You know what I mean? And not even like for yourself, yes, but really for others. And I just love that aspect of you. And I picked that up from you a lot when we were on the retreat, the humility from you, the lack of the sense of like me, what does this do for me? And so much more about how can I be in service and how can this business run really successfully, not for me, but for the people that I'm helping, because that's the way to do it. Because when you're in service and you're giving and you're helping and you fully embody that, that's how the business does well. You don't have to think me. as you give and serve, a result of that, a byproduct of that, is that your business will be successful, just like it's been. So let's talk. I want to know, and everyone know more about Impact Accelerator, what that is, and the type of work that you're doing.
Yeah. You know, I'd always had this belief coming out of engineering into corporate. I'd always been on this path to better understand myself, because I knew if I could understand who I was, my natural gifts, my natural skill set, then that was the foundation of everything. Rather than trying to like craft a skill in a certain area or find the right ladder to climb, it was like, if I know myself, if I know my strengths, if I know how I create value in the world, then I'm good for the rest of my life. Wherever you put me, whatever country you put me in, wherever you put me, I'll be able to use my natural skill set to help others create value and live a good life. And so that was my thesis, which was pretty just natural. And as I got into coaching, what I saw around me was, find your niche. Don't recreate the wheel. Copy what others are doing. It was, you're just one funnel away. And none of that made any sense to me, because I knew that if I copied someone else and made a funnel and chose a niche, then I would box myself in. I would prevent myself the opportunity to grow and learn and pivot and realign from what I'm learning in the world. And so I kept doing the work and hiring mentors and reading books and spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on understanding myself and who I am and who I serve and how I serve, what my superpower is, and what my impact is on the planet. And eventually I came out the other side and realized that I did that pretty well. And I have a pretty good roadmap to help other people understand who they best serve in the world, how they best serve, and what the impact of their work is. It was kind of in that moment I realized, oh, this is what I'm here for. This is what the business is. And so for a while I worked on it and eventually went to a seminar after two failed business partnerships. I don't want to say failed, two business partnerships that I say failed because they didn't end as I expected. They were actually great learning experiences and have mad respect for who I worked with. But after two business partnerships that didn't end as I thought they would, I found myself in this spiritual period of growth, let's call it, at a Tony Robbins event in Tulum, left my business partners, deciding what to do next. And I got the message from some of the wisest people on the planet, my mother and my sister. It said, Matt, just launch your program already. Like, just launch it. And they're like, I was like, oh, you guys are right. All right, I'll do it. So I launched this program, which was very vague. It was like, you know, understand your superpower, unleash your potential, succeed in life, business, health, wealth, everything. And I got three people on board and it worked great. Like, although the promise was a little bit bigger than what was delivered on, they were so happy. And that was the foundation of everything. And from there, launched 19 more accelerators, eventually refined it into what it is, which is a vehicle for accelerating your impact. And that's been the business ever since. Merged with my business partner, Chet, from the UK. We both have incredibly great superpowers that offset each other to be able to deliver value for our clients. And that's it. We're on IA19 right now, moving into IA20. And we're actually on the brink of a massive upgrade in how we're doing what we're doing for IA20. But that's the story.
Dude, thank you for taking a moment and not correcting yourself, but realizing you wanted to express a failure in a different way. That was awesome. Like, it's important, I think, for us too in moments to do that, to catch ourselves, like not just keep running through it. Like, I didn't really mean that, but who cares? Let me just keep moving in the conversation. Like, it's good to stop ourselves and be like, wait, let me actually rephrase or reword that, because our words are so important. So I thought that was awesome. Matt, dude, how did you understand who you are? Like, what and how are you helping other people understand who they are so they can use that as their superpower and create?
What we have learned is that life and business only works if you create your own model of living and being. Where life and business doesn't work, where we press up against the grain, is if we borrow other people's models, because we all have a unique energetic configuration. We all have unique life experience. We all have a unique skill set. We all have unique passions. If we don't take those into account when starting what is probably the most time, energy intensive thing you could possibly do, which is starting a business, then we're just doing ourselves a disservice. So Chet and I really sat down, not one time, probably 9,000 times, to really iron out, like, what is the sequence of understanding? What's this? What, like, first it was the principles of transformation. It was how do humans work? What motivates humans? And how do humans transform? Like, what does that transformational journey actually look like? And so we started to get a really deep understanding of the actual process of transformation. We dove into healing. Like, how does healing actually take place? How does human development take place? How does awakening take place? We studied some amazing coaches. What do they do that's actually helping the client to achieve their goal? And we really brought it all together from the place of our superpowers, of leveraging our superpowers and everything we've learned and everything we've experienced and our stories. What's it look like for us to create a vehicle, a sequence of energetic conversation and transmutation to help someone to truly tune in to their greatest way of being, bring together all of their experience and expertise into their own coaching vehicle, their own transformational program, and then express that, launch that to the world in a way that is most authentic, aligned, and attractive to them. And so that's what we did. We've spent the last 10 years doing exactly that, which is crafting that journey, crafting that sequence, crafting the sequence of questions that we ask people to help them, not us give them the answers, to help them extract and derive and download that better understanding.
That's something I picked up a lot from the retreat too, is like how much you care. Like it is so abundantly clear that you give a shit. You know, man? And like, it's like, that's so important. Your ability to connect and bring that clarity forward, it just shows who you really are. It just is like, you're just so genuine, man. And it just resonates so beautifully that you're here and working your ass off to make this program as great as humanly possible, so that you can give the same gift to people. And I love, Matt, I didn't know this, that you did it. You went on this path of you, your own self-discovery, figuring out who you are and what worked. And then after doing that, realizing it's like, wow, this is the business. This is what I can bring to people, because it's something that you actually did yourself. That's like, I think when we can be the most impactful, when we actually experienced it.
Yeah, I didn't set out to build this business. It came to me.
I'm like, that's great too, because it's like, you're not going in with this preconceived idea of like, oh, it's got to be this way. You just allowed yourself to be.
I had a preconceived notion of a completely different way that I thought it was going to be. But I had a coach who brought me back to reality and showed me this perspective, which was the catalyst for me. I thought I was going to actually be a blogger and build a business like Tim Ferriss and have a book and review products. And then I went to a coaching seminar and there was a coach there who said, yeah, Matt, that's cool and all, but like, why don't you just help people now and make money now with what you can do now, instead of trying to create this 10-year vision, which is partially delusional. And I was like, ah, oh, that's a good point. Here's my credit card. I'm joining your program. That's how it went.
Dude, because I like the idea of, so many times we will lean on outside people, teachers, books, podcasts, which is great to give us some sort of a framework or at least some sort of idea or inspiration. But I love that you're doing that too in your business. You didn't copy and paste, and you're not having your clients copy and paste something else. You're having them go deep into the understanding of what resonates with them and who they really are. I just want to be in like the power of that for a moment, really though. So many times will say, well, they're doing it, so I'm going to do this. Okay, they're doing it that way. Take that information in. Bring it into yourself. Feel it. How does that resonate with you? How does that make you feel? Does that light you up? Is that the path that you want to go on? Do you want to go in it because that's true to who you are, or because someone else told you that's what you're supposed to do based on their perspective and their experiences? You're allowing people to tap in. To their soul's purpose, to their absolute, unlimited, abundant truth. You're pushing away the smoke and the fog, and you're allowing them to be who they truly are. And that hits me so hard, man, because that's what I truly believe we're here to do and to be and to fulfill. Not be confused about, well, someone's doing it this way, so that's what I'm supposed to do, or that's what society tells me to do. That's been the path that so many people have taken, so I need to take that. It's like breaking the chains of that, breaking free from that, allowing people to go internal and see where source, their higher self, guides them, because that is the true path, not what someone else thinks you're supposed to do.
Yeah. I love that reflection right there.
Dude, just like, thank you for that. Seriously, like, thank you for putting that out in the world. And I mean, again, when we met at the retreat, very, very, very quickly, I was like, Matt's got to come on the podcast. Like, I just need to talk more to this guy and just spread more awareness on the work that he's doing, because this hits me at such a deep level. If we could all just find out our passion and what really lights us up and follow that path, imagine the reality of this world and how drastically different it would be. And you're helping pieces of the population move in that direction.
Thank you for that recognition.
Of course. Thank you for everything you're doing, man. Thank you for staying true to yourself too. It could have been easy. And like, it could have been easy to go down the block thing, or what you thought Tim Ferriss, it could have been easy to have gone in that direction. I'm grateful for your teachers too, that helped you see another path. And I'm grateful that you, even at that time, were open to receiving that information. You could have been at a time in your life like, no, like, what is it? This is a proven thing. Why would I ever go off that path?
Mm-hmm. I couldn't deny it. And it's funny, I had a conversation with my roommate last night, actually. And he said, you know, we were talking about some peers of ours who are just making a hell of a lot of money and but doing it in a way that it doesn't align with us. And so we were like, so Kyle was like, oh man, you know, sometimes I question like, what if I just didn't have this moral compass? Like, would life be better? And I like thought about it for a second. I've had that thought too. Like, you know what? Like, why don't I just create like, you know, some gadget or widget or something and just have an e-commerce company. And, you know, but when I sit with that question, I'm like, it's impossible. I can't. Once you see, you can't unsee. Once you feel alignment, you can't stand to be in misalignment. And once you have this like perspective of what's possible and what's optimal, then the external influences just fade away. And we realize that it's not about like accumulating masses of dollars and trading all your life force and your time for this, you know, the numerical figure. But rather, if you're in real true alignment with your purpose and your impact and living a life of true freedom and love and connection, then you can live a really, really amazing and abundant life. And you can make a lot of money along the way. But that way, you know, it might not just be the way that you think. It might not just be the most like clear cut path. It actually is going to be a model of a path of self-discovery and continuous optimization and continuous experimentation and continuous realignment with everything that you learn.
That's so funny. I've thought the same exact thing before, right? Sometimes in moments, it's like, it seems exhausting at times. And it's like, should I just not care anymore? Should I just go the easier path of just like not looking out for someone's best interest and just looking out for me? And is this going to help somebody? That's not really quite as important as what am I going to get from this? And like you just said too, when I will sit with that for 10 seconds, instantly in a resounding loud voice, it's no. I feel like I couldn't live with myself, honestly. I just, who cares if I have tens of millions of dollars doing something that I know is not right if I can't live with myself or be happy every single day? When knowing if I follow my path and my truth and my passion, that I can also make tens of millions of dollars, but be happy and be able to be at peace with myself. Will Smith was talking about something I saw in a video like yesterday. He's like, the happiness comes from in here. He's like, I wish everybody could get to the stage where you could literally buy anything you wanted to and you realize none of those things are going to make you happy. Nothing else. Nothing on the outside, the external can ever make you happy. It's you on the inside. So like for me in that situation on the inside, I could never be happy if I wasn't in service or if I didn't feel like I was helping people or I felt like I felt like I was using or abusing people or creating a product that made me a lot of money, but I knew actually wasn't sustainable or helpful for the mass or the consciousness or the actual planet that we live on.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
Yeah, that was a good thing. That was like that's a funny thing because I feel like we've all probably had those thoughts before. You know what I mean? I'm sure they've all trickled in at some point before. Matt, dude, I want to ask you the question I ask every single guest on the podcast. And every time in the podcast, when we get to this point, it's like, you're already doing it. But I love to hear the actual answer to this question. And then, so I always preface it in the same way. So everyone who's listening, sorry to repeat myself again, but the whole purpose of me here and what I feel most joy about is doing this podcast, showing up in a way, the Spread Love Movement page, doing these things and showing up to help in the shift of consciousness to one that is more loving and more kind and peaceful and empathetic, a consciousness that is just understanding more of each other, less judgmental, a consciousness that sees our connection and our unity first before our division, and essentially a consciousness that is one. And Matt, you are doing it, but how do you feel like every day you, Matt, are helping contribute to this sort of a shift of consciousness?
Let's go with what's interesting for me in this moment, if that's cool with you. Because we kind of went through like how I'm doing it on a massive scale, but what is really, really interesting to me lately and recent realization is that love and joy and oneness, inherently those are emotions that are high on the emotional scale of energy. And you know, the heart chakra is here, and joy is often felt like here. And what I've realized is that if there are parts of me that I'm not connected to or I'm repressing, it actually represses the whole system. So for example, if I'm not connected to, and this goes back to a bit of what we talked about at the retreat, if I'm not truly connected to the like lower primal parts of me that are rooted in these desires and emotions and anger and pleasure and grief, and if I have those emotions stored within me but I'm not recognizing them or I'm not like adequately allowing them to express, then what's happening is I'm actually cutting off my energy down here and it's not able to travel fully upward into the heart that feels love and into the head that can, you know, reach higher realms of consciousness. And so what's been really interesting to me and useful to me has been it's been a practice called Qigong. And it's something I've been doing every morning. And where Qigong really focuses is on pulling this energy that most of us Westerners tend to have scattered out here and pulling it down into the center, and pulling it into your legs. and feeling deeply rooted into the ground, into the earth, and rooted into your purpose. And then it's from that place of feeling rooted and grounded and connected that when you go to open your heart, it's permanent, it's powerful, it's rooted. And from that place, sharing love from that rooted place of connected to that purpose, connected to your heart, and then connected to the universe, the cosmos, the field of infinite awareness. If I can do that on a daily basis with myself and carry myself through the world from that state of being, then I can't help but spread love. I can't help but uplevel the collective consciousness. So that's been my focus, is how can I truly embody it, embody this connection, groundedness, freedom, and from that place, share.
Amazing. It's always, always a slightly different response from every single person. A lot of the times, though, it has to do with a very, very similar idea that it comes from me, from you, from us, from the individual. But you just broke that down in a very different way than I've ever heard before. Qigong is the name of it. Is it something that you're doing on your own mentally or visually, or are you following something like a video?
I have had a teacher in the past, and I had another teacher over here. I'm going to be working with a few other teachers, but mostly it's been on my own. And mostly, honestly, it's been, I've learned a few things, and I'm just, once you learn the basics, you can do it intuitively and kind of really make up your own routine. And really follow where your awareness and your energy wants to take you and your movements once you have that foundation. So there's a lot, like on YouTube, for example, Johnny Blackburn is a mentor of mine. He's got some great introduction to Qigong videos. I learned from him initially. And I'm sure he's learned from other masters, and I'm sure he would point you to a different place, but he's who I learned from. A new mentor of mine, Tristan Truscott, is someone I'm learning Qigong from. Yeah, there's good resources on YouTube.
Amazing. Nice, buddy. Thank you. All right, sweet dude. Before we cut out, if you can let everybody know where they can reach out to you on social media, any website links, if people are interested in joining Impact Accelerator, how can they do that?
Yeah. Hit me up on Instagram at Matt James Hirsch. That's really my hub. And the relevant links are all in there as far as getting free PDF, discover your superpower and profit from it, applying Impact Accelerator, or just DMing me specifically, letting me know what questions you have and what your interests are, and I will reply directly.
Beautiful. I love that. I was going to ask you that. Can people reach out to you like directly with questions? So that's awesome. Thank you for putting that out there. Dude, is there anything you want to just leave people with, and anything you're feeling in the moment or just through your work, something that you just feel is very powerful that you want people to know?
Yeah, we'll leave it at this. Maybe this will even tee up the next podcast, but I've spent a long time focused on impact, and I believe impact is a prerequisite to freedom. And it's been interesting that what's been on my awareness recently has been freedom. How can I live with absolute physiological freedom? How can I express and embody freedom in my business and my life? And how can that freedom allow me to have the space and time and energy to be in these higher consciousness states and even further emulate love? And it's a question that I'm working on and allowing to drive me. And so what better thing to leave all of you with?
I love that, man. I don't usually ask people that question, but I felt very compelled to ask you because I feel like in our communication and a little bit of time that we spent together, it really comes from you that you're in the present moment. I really feel that from you like a lot. And so that's why I wanted to ask you right now. And because in my mind, I figured, I'm like, there's got to be something Matt is focusing on a lot right now or coming within his realm a lot right now that he's very present with. And so that's why I wanted to ask that, to see what you have going on right now in this moment that you can share with people. So thank you for doing that.
Thanks for asking.
Bro, I love you. I'm so glad that we got to. Me too. I appreciate that. You know, when you meet other men in life that are just beautiful, like-hearted, like-minded, who are just contributing so positively to the world, who are vulnerable. They're transparent. They wear their emotions on their sleeve. They're just like, there's such beauty in that strong masculinity that also has a piece of and a huge part of the vulnerability and the openness and the sharing, man. And I appreciate that so much. I feel like the beard and you're just a handsome guy comes through like that, that like rugged manness. But then dude, there's just like, it's just awesome to see both sides of it. And to be with you in your presence, man, I just feel your humility. I feel your gratitude for life. I feel your gratitude for the work that you're doing and the people that you're helping. And I just love how, dude, just how open and vulnerable and genuine you really, really are. It is so clear. I want you to know that about like you and your presence, man, that's very, very clear to people when you're in their energy and you show up. And that is, dude, it's like one of the greatest gifts I feel like a human being can give out to the world. So, bro, thank you for that.
Thank you, Justin.
Of course, man.
Bully.
Mm. Everybody, check out Matt. If you have any questions at all, DM him, ask him. Like, he really is a special guy. And it's like, I know he'll take care of you. It's like, I don't say that about everybody because I don't know everybody as well. But spending, you know, 6 days in the jungle with Matt was really amazing. He helped me a lot in like our first conversation about something that I've talked about on the podcast, my temper, something that has been challenging me my entire life. I sat with Matt and I was vulnerable. I expressed something and then Matt came right back and just being so open as well and helped me and gave me clarity on something that I didn't have clarity on for 37 years of my life. So it's like, in that short, very quick conversation, Matt had a huge impact on me. And I know he can do that for you. And I know how much he truly cares about you and your success and you becoming the person you're supposed to become. So if this resonated with you at all, if you feel any inclination at all to reach out to Matt, I'm telling you to do it. He's a great guy. He'll take care of you. And thank you so much. Everybody, thank you so much for just being here, a part of this conversation and just hanging out with me and Matt for a little bit. We have so much love for you and cannot wait to see you next week. Love you guys. Appreciate you, buddy. Hey, if you enjoyed this episode of the podcast, please like, follow, share, subscribe, whatever you can do to help share this with the world. We put a lot of energy, effort, and time into creating this beautiful podcast with these incredible guests to help bring more awareness to the love that exists all around us. So if you can help spread some love, we'd really appreciate it. Love you.